And good morning. We're joined by Colonel Karen Lloyd from the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. Colonel Lloyd, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, so glad to be here. Thank you, Russ.
What is the Veterans History Project?
The Veterans History Project is designed to reach out to volunteers across the nation and ask them to reach out to the veterans in their lives and their communities and listen, really listen to their stories, so we have a better sense of what they did as a part of their selfless service.
But it's more than just listening. You want them to actively record and gather material about their service years, correct?
We certainly do. If the veteran's comfortable with sharing and depositing with us here at the Library of Congress, we would love to get those oral histories. We also would like military documents and letters and two-dimensional artwork and diaries and memoirs, all of those things that are paper-based that talk about what their service was like, so we have a sense of what they saw, what they did, and what they heard.
Why is this important?
This is important so we don't lose these stories. This is important for families so that they understand what their loved ones did. We get members of Congress and their staff that come. We get researchers that come to want to know more about history. We get family members that come to remember their loved ones. We get documentarians that come because they want to see what stories could possibly be out there that they could turn into something magical for the rest of us. So the bulk of our collections are private through Captain, and I'd suggest to you that's where the real stories happened. And by getting volunteers to reach out to veterans and getting those stories, we have a much better sense of what their service was like.
How many stories do you have in the collections at this point?
We have over 110,000 collections in our repository right now. What's really fun is we had a researcher come in about 6 months ago and was looking for Dear John letters. And so our research librarian was able to look through, and we had over 100 Dear John letter or collections with Dear John letters, mentions of Dear John letters in them. And so we were able to direct that researcher to those little over 100 collections that represented from the 110,000 collections we have. So we try to help researchers discover stories that exist, but we also are there to help families.
Now, a little bit from left field, but how do you know that what somebody submits is actually the truth?
It's their story. And so we do not fact check. We leave that to others. What we want to have in our repository are the stories as told by the veterans from their perspective. People say all the time, well, but that's not the way I remember it. I'd suggest to you that you can have three people at the same place at the same time, and all three will have different recollections of a particular occurrence.
All right, so somebody out there listening to this right now, their father, their grandfather, maybe their grandmother or mother served in the military. What do you want them to do? What do you want me to do?
I want you to go up the Library of Congress's website, loc.gov/vets. On there, you'll find a field kit that talks about how to do it and the forms that need to be filled out. You'll also find some collections that have been curated by our researcher to get a sense of how these collections are used. So it really is a one-stop shop for anybody that might be interested. We also, if you're interested, we can do workshops at your location at no cost to you. But we also, if you want to use our email address, vohp@loc.gov, ask us a question. Let us know what we can do to help you.
So I'm a history buff. My kids are history buffs. Am I able just to go online and access all of these different accounts, all these different collections, and look at things?
I would encourage you to go up the library's website, loc.gov/vets, and you can actually, there's a query. So if you know the unit, if you know the person's name, if you know the state that they're from, if you know what different war you want to look at, you can look at our collections from all of those different perspectives.
Are you only interested in the perspectives, the stories of the veterans, or what about their wives, their husbands, their kids?
3 years ago, Congress passed a law, the Gold Star Family Act, that allows us now to accept collections from the spouses and the children and the brothers and sisters of those who paid the ultimate price. And we would ask you to reach out to us via our email address, vohp@loc.gov, and we will work with you. We have specific questions for each of those different perspectives so that we are asking the right questions.
Out of the 110,000 stories in your collection, any of them particularly stand out, resonate with you?
Well, I'm not supposed to have favorites, but one of my favorite is Homer Hall. He's a parachutist. He was with the 507th Parachute Infantry Regiment, and he dropped into D-Day, and he missed the drop zone. And like a good sergeant, he found 9 other people that missed the drop zone as well, and they became a little squad and created hate and discontent behind the lines until they were captured about a week later. And he was sent to a PO. They all were sent to a POW camp. What was unique about Homer Hall is he kept a diary, and he kept a diary mostly on the backs of the labels of cans. And that's what we have, and it shows what he did. One of the things that's in his diary is he learned to speak Spanish. Well, his POW camp was in Poland, so I can't figure out why he tried to speak Spanish other than to keep his mind busy. But it's absolutely fascinating to see what's in his diary.
Is there any big lesson that you or the other people involved with the collection have learned through all of this? Any overarching theme?
What we love is the collection seem to talk with each other. We have another collection by John Stavass, who was in the Hanoi Hilton. And one of the things that he did, he was an Air Force pilot, is he would write down as the veterans came in, their names, what type of aircraft they flew, and what date they arrived at the Hanoi Hilton. And in his diary, which he used a lot of toilet paper and backs of maps, is John McCain. John McCain came into the Hanoi Hilton on the 26th of October. And what's really fun is we also have John McCain's story. And so here we have these collections that talk with each other, and it just really makes it special.
So if I'm going through the attic and I come up with a couple shoeboxes of photos of my grandfather in World War II, what do I do?
You give us a holler. We'd love to have them. I mean, those are goosebump moments for me.
And where do I give you the holler at?
The first stop I'd recommend is going to our website. It's at loc.gov/vets. There you'll find a variety of things, everything from a field kit and a video that says how to do it with the necessary forms.